In this bulletin, New South Wales announces changes to the state's reopening roadmap. The Greens accuse Scott Morrison of lying to leaders about Australia's climate action. And in sport, Barcelona's Sergio Aguero ruled out for 3 months after cardiological tests. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. New South Wales restrictions, which were due to lift for vaccinated people on December the 1st, have been brought forward to November the 8th. And restrictions for unvaccinated people, which were to lift on December the 1st, have been pushed back to December the 15th, when the state reaches a 95% target, whichever comes first. Premier Dominic Perrottet also announced fully vaccinated people will be able to have unlimited visitors to their home. Hospitality venues can host more diners and nightclubs will reopen for dancing.
We want to make sure as we open up safely. Vaccination rates have been key. Ultimately, though, we want to get to a point where New South Wales is open, one and free, and we believe that the changes we've made today enable that to occur.
New South Wales recorded 173 new local cases of COVID-19 and 4 deaths. Meanwhile, Victoria has recorded 989 new cases from 48,000 tests. It's the lowest daily case number since 986 infections were recorded on September the 27th. Another 9 deaths were also registered. There were just over 19,000 active cases across the state. And a COVID-19 booster shot could be mixed with flu vaccines in the future, with Australians receiving a combination booster once a year. Researchers from Monash University say vaccine producers could potentially create a pan-coronavirus vaccine, which would give people broad protection against the majority of strains. They also say as COVID-19 enters its endemic phase, people are likely to need booster shots for both COVID-19 and flu viruses annually. Moving on to other news, and the Greens have accused Scott Morrison of lying to world leaders about Australia's climate targets. Greens leader Adam Bandt says Scott Morrison's formal written pledge to the climate summit says Australia only promises to cut pollution by 26%, yet in his speech he said Australia will cut pollution by 35%.
He lied. He stood up to the rest of the world and straight out lied and said all of a sudden Australia is going for a higher 35% target. Knowing he would be slammed for his woeful 2030 targets, Scott Morrison has just lied to world leaders about them instead. Scott Morrison is sabotaging global climate action.
Oxfam says the Australian government lacks ambition, while Chief Climate Councillor Professor Tim Flannery says Mr. Morrison's address was light on credibility. And India's Prime Minister has announced 2070 as the target for his country to reach net zero carbon emissions 2 decades beyond what scientists say is needed to avert catastrophic climate impacts. Narendra Modi defended India's record, saying his country has 17% of the world's population and is responsible for only 5% of global emissions. He's pledged to increase the share of renewables to 50% by 2030.
Friends, during this global brainstorming on climate change, I would like to put before you on behalf of India 5 key points to fight this challenge. India will increase its non-fossil energy capacity to 500 gigawatts by 2030. India will fulfill 50% of its energy requirements from renewable energy sources by 2030. Between now and 2030, India will reduce its total projected carbon emissions by 1 billion tons. By 2030, India will reduce the carbon intensity of its economy by 45%.
India is the world's third biggest emitter of greenhouse gases after China and the United States. To football now, and Barcelona striker Sergio Aguero will be out for 3 months after suffering chest pains during a football match and undergoing heart tests. Barcelona did not give it any more detail on the treatment undergone by the 33-year-old. He had to be hospitalised for tests on his heart after feeling unwell during a match in England. And Tottenham Hotspur is set to announce Antonio Conte to replace sacked manager Nuno Espirito Santo. Tottenham have sacked three managers in the last 2 years. Let's see what the weather's doing around the nation at the moment. In Perth, a couple of showers, 20 degrees, 33 degrees in Adelaide with a possible late shower. It's a sunny 30 degrees in Melbourne. It's mostly sunny in Hobart as well, where it's 23. A partly cloudy day in Canberra, 24 in Wollongong, similar conditions and 23 degrees. Sunny in Sydney, 25. In Newcastle, partly cloudy and 26. In Brisbane, much the same, 25 degrees. Showers for Cairns, where it's 31. And a few showers about with a storm in Darwin, 35 degrees. And for more analysis of the COP26 Climate Summit, check out our podcast SBS News In Depth. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS Newsroom.